Mayor Duplessis here, PCA 2024, part of the Cigar Coop Coalition's coverage of this amazing trade show, making our way around the incredible General Cigar booth. And I'm here with none other than Aaron Michaelis of the amazing Flint Knoll Winery, continuing his amazing partnership with Macanudo. We are here to talk more about the Macanudo Flint Knoll partnership. Aaron, tell us more about this most underrated cigar. All of last year.
And it was a limited run, so you couldn't rate it.
I couldn't do a rating, but it was number one on my honorable mentions. That's it. That's historic. So
love it. Yeah. Thank you. No, happy to be here. This is my first trade show.
Yes.
To actually do this, so this is fun. It's a blessing to be here. We shipped in one of our wine barrels that we made to make the Cabernet. We wanted to kind of tell the whole story of what we're doing and what's different about this cigar than all the other different cigars of the Macanudo portfolio. So we have release one, which you guys smoked, the Churchill, and I think the Toro before, and then this is release two. So every year what we do is when we make one of our Cabernets in Napa, the barrels come from France, they come to Napa, they make our wine, they sit in barrel for 22 months, we bottle the wine, and then we ship those used barrels to the Dominican Republic. There we're aging the broadleaf tobacco from Pennsylvania in these barrels. So think about a finished cigar in a Spanish cedar humidor. Okay. It is aging and changing the taste, the profile of the cigar.
Okay.
So what we're kind of doing is deconstructing, being kind of a little bit of a food nerd. We're taking the cigar and taking the binder and putting it in the French oak barrels.
Okay.
To add a nuance of white pepper, a little bit of the sweetness of the Cabernet, mm-hmm. to give a level of flavor to that broadleaf tobacco in the binder.
And what leaf did you say goes into these barrels for the aging process?
This is the American broadleaf that goes in the barrels.
Okay.
Yes.
Connecticut, Pennsylvania?
What are we? Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Wonderful. So exciting to see that. This, I'm really excited. The original, as you know, is just incredible for me.
Thank you.
Honestly, I've said this on shows. I'm going to say it to you in person. It was the best cigar I smoked. It was the best cigar.
Trying to bring Macanudo back to the cigar nerds.
Yes.
As a cigar nerd, I know it's a bigger brand, but we're really getting fun and giving the best produce, the best, in essence, the best tobacco to make this world-class sexy cigar.
A special thanks to Steve Abbott for giving me that cigar and for celebrating with it. And I brought it to the round table for Smoking Syndicate with Ben Lee, William Cooper, and of course Aaron Nelson. And like I said,
it was made it happen.
Yeah, I did. I did, but don't want to pat myself too much on the shoulder. The number two, the Cabernet, is really interesting. I'm really excited. So, again, talk to us a little bit about the wine. Just, I want to do this for my friend Ben, who's a big cab guy. Talk to us a little bit about your Cabernet. Let's step away from cigars for just 1 second and talk about your cab.
So Cabernet, Flint Knoll is a wine brand owned by my wife and I. We started our brand in 2016. We focus on vineyards in Napa Valley. We're really highlighting the farming, whether we're hillside, whether we're valley floor, working with some of the most incredible families in Napa to source fruit for them consistently and make a world-class wine. We have one of the most talented winemaking team. Philippe Melka is our head winemaker from France. When we make wines that are layered, complex, and really show the farming, the quality of the age of the vines, and then only using the best French oak barrels in the world to produce these really site-specific Cabernets.
Wonderful. That's very exciting. I really like the approach that you're taking. It's very, what we call in the cigar world, and you've probably learned this by now, it's a very boutique approach.
Yes.
You're looking for very specific grapes, very specific vintages in order to bring your wines to market, which are incredible.
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do is, you know, we only make 350 cases of the Royal Appointment, mm-hmm. which is small in the wine world.
Yes.
And we only can do that because of the size of the vineyards that we're working with. So when you're thinking about the big guys versus the small guys, we're kind of like the outside, which I saw that you were with Sandy. We are only so big, we can only produce so much because of the size of the vineyards and the quality of what we're doing. There are years we don't make any wine, and like in 2020, we lost all the production because of the two fires. So we're just trying to make the best, and we can only produce so much. So everything that we do is very limited and niche and only in select markets.
And the best of the best. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to release number two. Macanudo Flint Knoll in Cabernet French Oak. Everybody, Aaron Michaelis of
thank
Flint Knoll,
guys.
Everybody.
Cheers.
We'll see you soon.
God bless.